This richly decorated doorway comes from the Abbey Church of Moutier-Saint-Jean, one of the oldest and most distinguished monasteries of Burgundy. Although it is placed here in the Romanesque hall, it is not Romanesque in style, but Gothic, dating from the mid-13th century. As with most medieval stone carving, this entire doorway was originally painted with bright colors. You can still see traces of blue-green pigment on the carved grouping directly over the door and enclosed by the arch, in the area known as the tympanum. This grouping depicts the coronation of the Virgin. Christ, who is seated on the right, crowns the Virgin while surrounded by kneeling angels on the arch. The angels' heads were probably knocked off by iconoclasts during the wars of religion, when many such carvings were attacked as idolatry. The coronation scene is framed by a three-lobed or trefoil arch. This is a form you'll see often in Gothic architecture. The small figures running up the doorposts are the forerunners and ancestors of Christ. Two large figures flank the doorway. The one on the left probably represents Clovis, the first Christian king of France. Clotar, his son and successor, appears on your right. Tradition holds that Clovis granted the monastery of Moutier-Saint-Jean a charter, exempting it from the jurisdictions of the king and the church. At the time this doorway was designed and built, the monastery enjoyed the protection and patronage of the Dukes of Burgundy. This is the latest of the three doorways in this room, known as the Romanesque Hall. The doorways range in date from the mid-12th century to the mid-13th century, and clearly show the progression from the semicircular arch typical of the Romanesque to the pointed arch that is associated with the Gothic style.